Hello, welcome to Time Warp Wife Ministries. I'm your host, Arlene Schacht.
And I'm your co-host, Michael Schacht.
And this is 5 Minute Marriage.
Today's Bible verse comes from Luke chapter 10, verses 40 to 42. But Martha was cumbered about by much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good thing, which shall not be taken away from her.
Wow. Okay.
I messed that up.
Trivia actually. Question.
Yeah, I should get that right.
A little trivia question for you here.
That good part, I should have said. But yeah, trivia.
This is the question.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, but one thing is needful, mm-hmm. and Mary hath chosen that good part. What was the one thing that was needful?
Let me read this in context. Da, 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 and Jesus answered.
No.
What?
You can't read it in context. You already read it out. We're waiting for you here.
Oh, the pressure.
Let me give you a little hint.
Hang on. Thou art careful about many things. Okay. All right.
But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
To seek first the kingdom of God.
Amen to that.
Yep.
Yep.
I just had to read it.
That's why I've used this verse before in other prayers. It's so good. Yes.
Yeah.
That one thing that is needful is that our priorities have to be in check. And when they are, the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. So all of those things fall into place. But we have to put God first. We have to put our spouse second. And when we have those priorities in order, and when we put our friends way after our family and our marriage and after our faith, and when we put work and everything else that we have in our life, all this busy stuff that keeps this machine going, when we have those priorities in order, that's when we find a sense of peace.
You want to know something really interesting about that?
Yeah.
Something that you just brought up. You know how when you have... people say run a race, you know, you have the first place, second place, third place, right? In this case,
well, I always got last place participation.
Thanks for participating.
There's more, believe me.
Okay. But in this case here, it's so interesting because if you put the marriage in first place, your marriage suffers because your marriage is in better shape if it's in second place, because putting God first means that your marriage is going to be much stronger anyway. So putting God first is what you really need to do in order to love the way that you should really love. Because if you don't, you're going to be loving the way a person would love or way the world loves, which is a very, very skewed version of true agape love. So this is one case where it's good to be second.
Yeah. And there's that quote by C.S. Lewis that I have read before, but it's so good I'm going to read it again. It says, when I have learned to love God better than my earthly dearest, I shall love my earthly dearest better than I do now. Insofar as I learn to love my earthly dearest at the expense of God and instead of God, I shall be moving towards the state in which I shall not love my earthly dearest at all.
Okay, I said it way better than that.
You said, no, you didn't.
I'm just saying, you said
the condensed version, which was really good.
Okay,
it was better to me. Your version was better to me.
I've never referred to you as the earthly dearest before. I think maybe I was having trouble with that. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it was. It's so beautifully said, but so true.
Yeah.
That when, you know, if I'm putting God first.
Where did you dig that up? I'm not even aware of that.
That was C.S. Lewis.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You could quote it tomorrow on one of those beautiful images that you make for Facebook.
I will do that.
Make one that's so beautiful. That'd be really nice. But yeah, remember last summer how wonderful it was when we took the time that was necessary to sit, to just hang out. We sat on the deck in the sun so many times, usually mid-afternoon. And then again, as the sun was setting, we would sit in our two chairs behind our house and just watch the sun go down. And it was so nice. We loved it so much.
And sun going down.
And now we're building on more onto the patio, yet we're going to have a fire pit so we can do even more of that this summer.
Yes.
Which is going to be wonderful. Just putting that time together first in our marriage, putting God first in our lives over everything, of course.
Yeah.
And then everything else, you know, will fall into place. The way that we raise our children, I call it funneling everything that you do through that funnel of faith. You know, when you love God more than anything, everything that you do has to be funneled through that faith. And that's where the beauty of your life and the peace really comes from.
Yeah.
All right, let's pray.
All right.
Dear Heavenly Father, we know that time is precious and we're thankful for the time we've been given, our past, our future, and all of the memories in between. Teach us to spend our days wisely, Lord, to be generous with our time and yet careful about what we commit to. Give us the wisdom we need for a well-balanced life, not doing too much nor doing too little. Looking to your word, we see one sister ready to sit at the feet of her Lord and the other too busy to stop. Martha, Martha, you said, thou art careful and troubled about many things. We see a balance that's pleasing to you and the pitfalls of being too busy to spend time at your feet, too busy to spend time together, too busy to slow down and relax. Remind us to slow down for each other, Lord. Remind us to slow down, especially for you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.